בשבת קלחוסר פרק ג' למד וב. Okay, so we are in Boirer, and we were talking. Remember, the last thing we did is that we can take off the label from the bread. If there's a label on the bread, when we take it off, we should take it with a bit of the bread, but better not to do it before we do in Hamoitzi, so we not poigim by in the shleima of the challah. Yeah. Okay. Now Lamed Vav.
This is an interesting. Why would the label not be considered like a liquid and a solid? Is the label and the challah is like two completely different things? It's not like it's inside; it's on the outside of the challah. It's not. Wouldn't consider that a mixture, is it? Because it's touching and it's stuck.
No, it's more. It's not so much the boirer. It's more the. Nice question, though. It's not so much about boirer. It's about if you cut the label. And there's letters on it, you do moichek.
That's
my problem. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dan Doppelman was okay with that, apparently.
Well, listen, you can look at the moichek over here. It's not a psik reishev, it's dover shenu miskaven, and it's not moichek al manat lichtov. Even if you would intend to do that, it would not be a moichek deoraisa. Yeah, yeah, but not what the leniencies we can find a lot, but in the last shiurim of here and then, the people want to be more machmir. Apparently, yeah.
What do you mean? It's a label. You mean they stamp on
the challah in Israel, they stick a piece of paper, like a stamp, a paper stamp. You know, like a stamp, post office stamp. The same idea. And the challah, which has a factory. With the egg, they put the egg on the challah. You know, over the challah, they also put that piece of paper on it.
Because they have
the hechshot. Okay, Lamed Vav. Bottom line is that's what they do. We mentioned angels and Berman and others. That's what they do. So now let's go for an interesting one. Lamed Vav. Asur lo tzikit niot kegon afuna shoit mitoch tarmilein. I'll let you guys listen to the recording afterwards. All your speaking. Asur lo tzikit niot kegon afuna shoit. Mitoch tarmilein, exactly. Asur, so we listen to this one. Asur lotzi kitniot o afuna. Sorry, asur lotzi kitniot. Kegon afuna o shuit mitoch tarmilein. So you have peas inside green peas, inside the pods, right? That's the name.
Yeah.
Peas in the pod. So in every pod, how many peas do you have?
Four, five.
Yeah. Very nice. Five. It's very. There's a point to it. That I asked how many you have. Why? He says, you're not allowed to take them out. You're not allowed on Shabbat to take them out. Why? Because ish b'zeh isur disha. That's dash.
But if you take out with your mouth.
Ela im ken, he says, hatarmilim re'uim le'achila.
Skin.
If they are still green and young, you can actually eat the pods themselves.
Sugar snaps.
There you go. Yeah, sugar snaps. They have a name.
So they
have a name. Now, lichoyre, what's the difference between peeling, taking these, opening these up and eating them, and opening
oranges,
an orange and pistachio. Eating it, or pistachio, even a better something, anything like this. So first of all, what's the derech? How do you eat things? And what looks more like dash and what looks less like dash?
Because there's little pieces, like little
balls. It's a little pieces in it, and especially you have a number of them, not one. That looks more like the melacha of dash. Okay, so if you look in the Mishneh Berurah,
you're talking about opening and eating straight away, or opening for future?
No, opening for eating straight away, let's say. You want to open them, open them to eat. If you open for the future, we're not allowed anything, any of the boirer. Here we're talking about...
orange
you can. Orange you can in the morning for the morning, for the time you're eating, only for the meal.
But not for the afternoon.
No, not only you cannot do if you're eating in 10 minutes, you cannot do it 20 minutes before the meal. You can do it only before the meal. If you have 100 people, you can do it as long as you need to peel for everyone oranges and prepare all the other food for them. But if it's only you, and you're going to peel it now and then go read the book and eat the meal in 20 minutes, so you should do it only... Really, you should do it before you're eating, but someone doesn't need to sit and peel while in the middle of the meal. So you can put it just before the meal on the table, peel it, put it on the table, eat the cholent, and later eat the orange. That's fine.
Let's say you don't know how many... Let's say you have a guest of 10 people, you don't know how many people are going to eat it. So you prepare 10, and they're going to use one.
You can so very good point. Very good point.
Last time I said you're allowed to crack 20 eggs, only if you're eating one egg, right?
Yes. So you're allowed for guests. You're allowed to crack to prepare to open as many oranges you want for the guests. Even if you know the guests are unlikely to eat any oranges. But you don't want to put an empty table for the guests. You want to put oranges. If they will eat. Won't eat, won't eat. But you want to put it for them. So you're doing it for the guests. The fact that they won't eat it, they won't eat it. That's fine. Not only that, if you have a guest and you know, yes, they will eat, but how many can they eat? Two oranges each, and that's it. But you don't want the table to look at the table with six oranges and then feel, maybe it's too much. Maybe I won't take. So you want to put 20 over there for them, you're allowed to do that as well. Because you're doing it for the guests, for the purpose of the meal. The same. The same.
That's considered good.
The same. As long as you're preparing it for the purpose of the meal to be on the table, and you're not cheating anyone here. You're not preparing it for afternoon. Say, okay, let's say I want them all on the table. Okay, so then you're okay to do that. Now, the next one is a melon. When you open a melon, כשפותח מלון למזין. מותר להסיר את הגרעינים שבו, מכיוון שבלעדי זה אי אפשר להגיע אל בשרו, והוא שיעשה זאת סמוך לסעודתו. So, similarly to other fruit that we will eat by peeling it, opening it up, here it's already open, but now you have all the seeds in the melon, right? So you can pour whatever you need off, but there's some sitting on top of it. You can take it off, it's like a peel, it's not mixed, it's sitting on, it's like a peel sitting on, and you can take it off in the same way as long as you do it, with, again, in the right time of preparation for a meal, not longer than that.
That's a problem with boira, not tisha.
What's that problem? That's a problem with boira or tisha?
Boira.
This is the problem of boira, not disha. Disha is because when you open when you open something like this, like the peas. Yeah. Then you have
identifiable.
Yeah, we'll see another example soon, shortly, on Disha, where not on Disha, that will be on Zere, actually.
A melon, you know that?
A melon is exactly like peeling off the cover. It's the same taking out those. We learned earlier about a watermelon.
Yeah.
Okay, we learned the difference about watermelon. We learned earlier that watermelon, lekatchila, you should take the piece of watermelon, put it in your mouth, and spit out the seeds.
Yeah.
That's lekatchila. I do it. If I have a watermelon with seeds, it's easy for me to do, not a problem. Some people, it's hard for them to do that. And therefore, there is an opinion, which Shlom Zalman says you can rely on it if in a place where you need, that you can take it off straight before you eat in it. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Although they are mixed inside, they are already not on top. They are more mixed, yeah? But that's a derech achila for them, and therefore there are some opinions that allow it, and b'shat adchak, one can do that. Lekatchila should either shake the watermelon for whatever there that can fall off.
Wouldn't that be disha? That's even more disha. You're shaking the...
No, disha is when you take...
Like throwing it up in the air and instead of letting it separate.
That's zoyre. So in the actions, we after we do the gathering, right? So we have zereya and koitzer, choresh zereya and koitzer, right? After the koitzer, we do me'amer. We gather it together, right? We bring it in. Now after we bring it in, what's the next action we do? We do the disha. We get the disha is threshing. 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 You do. Yeah, you take. Get the animal to step and all the wheat for the wheat to separate from the cover. Okay, but you're not separating. Separating the boiler will come much later. This is called dash in Lashon HaKodesh and threshing in English.
So why wouldn't shaking the watermelon be exactly as melacha? It's exactly shaking, pushing, whatever, to separate the good from the bad.
No, because zoyre is a way of crushing it. This is not the same, you know, the dash. This is more like boirer.
Right.
Next, so So after we did the threshing, what do we do next? Winnowing. We take the... right? Throw it in the air and let the wind take away the motz, and we stay only with the chita. But then we have pieces which are still left. Not everything flew away. Then we do boirer, we clean it off. After we clean it off, we grind it. After we grind it, we put it through a sieve, we sift it, yeah, and that's merakid. So we have toichen, after toichen we have merakid, and afterwards we have flour nowaz. Flour nowaz, we take it and we make dough with it. So we have lash. Okay, we finished lash, the lash, then the next one will be fasoife. Okay, so here we're talking about removing not a watermelon. We're talking here about regular melon. Regular melon, it's more like a peel. We treat it like a peel, so you can take it off just before the meal, enough time for the meal.
No.
This is not a boirer from one thing inside the other, but it's taking it from over it, the same as you peeling off something.
Because
they're not sitting inside. Yeah, but that's not inside. What I'm saying is that once it's open, right, it's on the surface. It sits on the surface. It's not embedded inside the same as watermelon. That's why I mentioned the watermelon is different. Okay? Here, it's only on the top, and you don't have to treat it the same as watermelon. You don't have to try to put it into the mouth and spit out the seeds. This you don't need to do in this case. Just do it before the meal. You can clean off with your hand, with a spoon, with a knife, with anything like this. Lamed ches. Mutar le'asir et ha'klipa ha'ava shel ha'avatiach afilu b'sakin, v'hu she'yaseken semuch l'seudato. Okay, so watermelon, you want to take off from the watermelon, you want to cut off the hard cover. Apparently, some people do that. They take a watermelon and they cut the hard cover, you know, from all directions, and they have the watermelon left in their hand, whatever's left from it. Yeah, normally a lot of the food also goes away, but they cut it like this and have it, and then they slice it or whatever it is. So you're allowed to do the same thing on Shabbos, no different from peeling an orange lemaise. Yeah, about the seeds we saw earlier in Yud Zayin, and I just mentioned now what we saw there.
You have to leave a bit of fruit on?
Not really. Like at Chila, it's always good, yeah? If you would use a peeler, we said, there's one opinion on using a peeler. We said on Monday, there's one opinion on peeler that allows you to use a peeler, whether it's for fruit that you will eat the peel, that people normally eat the peel, or don't eat the peel, on condition that some of the fruit remains on the peel, and therefore, you're not boirer of bekli miyuchad, only psolet, it's also ochel. Mm.
Watermelon
won't apply, but if you would have a special kli for watermelon, then you would do the same thing, and then otherwise, with the knife, you don't need to keep any of
What would be an example?
Well, with a peeler.
What would be an example of fruit or vegetable you could peel, that the peel's not edible?
Someone mentioned a carrot. Yeah, most people eat the carrot, or they peel the carrot and eat it after. So, for example,
pretty woke.
The nutrients are most of them.
If you go to a falafel shop and you buy cucumber, you normally get the cucumber pieces in the salad with a peel. You don't get it without. Yeah, in my house also, we make the salad with a peel. Yeah. We clean it itself, unless if it's something a type of cucumber that you can't really eat the peel because it's very bad. Otherwise, we'll eat it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it depends on different things, what people eat them or don't eat them. By the way, there is some different opinions about an orange.
Some people say the peel is edible?
There's a white in the peel, right? We don't peel only the yellow part, the orange part, which is very thin. We peel the whole thing, including the white. Some say it's healthy to eat the white, you know, whatever. Kitzer.
Yeah, but if you put it in the toilet with the peel, then the idea would be to eat the peel with the things.
So you put what in the toilet with the peel?
Potatoes and the chitter
with
the peel.
Ah. It's quite woke.
Then why would you want to peel it then? I guess he would come along and say it doesn't make sense and come and peel it.
The
truth is, you can't really peel it when it's cooked.
Sunday night
doesn't do it with a peel.
You can peel when it's cooked, but not in the cholent. The cholent will be more difficult probably to peel it if you'll try to. Okay, shall we go next? Lametes. Mutar leasir et hapetoteret. Agivol ad... Levi? מותר להסיר את הפטוטרת, הגיבול הדק שבו מחובר הפרי לענף. מן העגבניות, השזיפים וכיוצא בהם. Stalk? That thing that hangs on?
Stalk,
yeah? So, normally, you eat an apple, right? So, that thing, the stalk at the top, You can eat the apple around, but you're allowed to take it off and eat the apple from any corner you want, in any comfort, because it's the same as a peel. There's no difference between the two. This is taking off a peel. Again, afzot bitnash yasekel samuch l'sudato. He does it close to the meal. Okay, mem. Now, we're looking at lettuce. You know, we have lettuce. Lettuce has a lot of layers. Now, cabbage also has a lot of layers, but the difference between them is cabbage is round in the layers and the whole outside, and you take a layer by layer, it's on the whole thing. Lettuce, it's like you have, it's like a flower. So actually, you have the external ones, but there's also external leaves, internal leaves. So there's a difference in the how we treat between those two. So on lettuce, מותר להסיר, מם, מותר להסיר את העלים החיצוניים שאינם טובים לאכילה מן החסה, כדי לאכול את העלים, את העלים הפנימיים, וגם זאת רק בסמוך לסעודתו. So, he's allowed to, you're allowed to take off the external ones which are rotten, because you want to reach the internal ones, almost, it's almost the same as the fruit, that you want to take the peel off. Okay? אבל, again, you should do it only before the meal, אם נמצאים עלים מופשים בין עלי החסה, that's one way, if there are spoiled ones, right, rotten ones in the middle, that you need to put your hand in and pull them out, or you're already separated, או שכבר הופרדו העלים המורבים בתוך עלים מופשים שאינם טובים לאכילה, בתוכם עלים מופשים שאינם טובים כל כך לאכילה, so you're already separated all of them, and now you have a mix of them, some of them are good and some of them are not so good. Okay? In this case, אסור לברור את הללו, אלא סמוך לסעודה ייקח את העלים הטובים. So in this case, you're not allowed to take the rotten ones out, but when he's close to eat, close to the meal, he should take the good ones away and leave the bad ones there, and take the good ones away, put them on the table and a plate. Okay? Now, he says, note that מותר וצריך לבדוק את עלי החסה אם אין עליהם חרקים למיניהם. You have to check the חסה, the lettuce, that doesn't have any lettuce. Any bugs. You're right. Any bugs on the lettuce doesn't have any bugs on it. Okay. וכשימצא חרק גדול מותר להסירו, כי החרק עומד בפני עצמו ואין איפה בשרתו משום איסור ברירה. When you find a big insect, you're allowed to take it off. In other words, the insect that you see, it's not like, it doesn't look like the tiny ones are like embedded in it. The bigger ones are sitting on it, and therefore they're completely separated from it. And therefore you can take the insect or drop the insect off, and you're not doing any brera, because it's a brera, it's a thing on its own, sitting on the lettuce. Not the same for small ones. However, he says, nevertheless, טוב יעשה אם יסיר אותו יחד עם קצת מן העלה, ולא יטלטל אותו בפני עצמו. Here we go into מוקצה. So the insect is mukze, and therefore, if you're going to take it of a bit of the lettuce, but the lettuce is food, there's no mukze, and therefore it's mukze with no mukze together, and for mukze side, you should take it together if you can. The big ones, big insects. However, aval charakim ktanim agdvukim ba'alei achasa, if you have tiny ones, which are under lettuce, אסור להסירם לבדם כי יש באסירתם משום איסור ברירה וחייבים להסירם יחד נמצאת מן העלה. If it's a tiny insect, we have to take a piece of the lettuce off together with the insect and throw it off. That's because of the boirer and not only because of the mukze.
What about washing?
Next one. ואסור לשטוף או להשרות את עלי החסה וכדומה בתוך מי סבון וכיוצא בזה כדי להסיר את החרקים כי החרקים ימותו במים האלה. So you're not allowed, if you wash them off, with water under the tap and they will wash off straight away. Yeah? So you don't dip them into water for them to float, we said, we learned earlier, to float. But that's separating. Winnowing is with wind, with your mouth. Okay? Mouth, hand, wind. Okay? Here, with water, you can put it under the tap and let the water run on it and wash it off, one by one, one piece by one piece, so you don't have to take it off with your hand. Then you know, no issue of mukze. Yeah, and you're just washing off.
Killing it.
No, you're not killing with water, killing with soap. Soap, you're not allowed. Netilas Neshama, that's what he says. In Netilas Neshama, you've got to be careful. What?
Can't wash strawberries on Shabbos.
Why not?
You're going to wash it with soap.
No. So you can wash it with soap after you made sure there's no insects on it.
That's part of
using soap.
Yeah, the whole soap process.
The whole point of using soap is to make sure in case there's an insect on it. Stuff.
That's part of the process of.
That's what you're supposed to do, apparently.
So, you're allowed to wash live insects or dead insects?
We don't know. We hope not.
That's why.
So there's a difference. There's a difference when you don't know to when you know.
If you see it.
When you know something is there, for example, you know there are ants on the floor on Shabbos and you're walking on your way to shul and you see loads of ants on the floor, you're not allowed to walk on them and kill them. However, you don't need to check wherever you walk, is there ants or not. You can just walk in Kedarkoi, and if there's ants, there's ants. Letlanba. It's not here, so if you're washing it, you don't know if there's any ants, but just...
Why are you washing it there?
What?
In case.
Why are you washing it there? It's not sort of after that.
Good question, sir. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up for Monday.
My wife does do that on Shabbos. She leaves it. It's a job she leaves.
She leaves it for you.
No, not for me.
Okay.
The strawberries are not necessarily live insects. Could be dead ones.
Okay, dead insects, you can wash off like you're washing the peel off. That's okay. But if they're live... Yes, that's why I said you don't know that they're alive, you're probably not going to be a problem, because if you know that they're alive, you don't know even if there's insects, just in case. If they are, you don't know if they're alive or dead.
You're drowning it.
They don't drown as you think. They're not like us.
They would.
Apparently, they're not like us. So really? we're not worried about the drowning. We're worried about the chemical that could kill them. Okay. Okay, Mem Aleph, Asarat Knimot. We'll finish with this one. Asarat Knimot, Mutar Lasir Et HaKnimot Shal Gabei Klipat Pri Adar, O Ele Shehuavru LaPri Atzmo, V'Dinan Ninyan Zeh K'Din Charak Gadol Shenimtza L'Alei HaChasa. What is it called? Aphids? Aphids.
What are you talking about?
Am I wrong? Is that a different name? No. Put on your Google for a minute.
Doesn't sound like English.
Put A-P-H-I-D. Put on, type it on. Knimot. What's a knima? A P H. No, it's not light. What? It's nice. Nice. I don't. What does it say? A P H.
I
D.
Not very good looking insect. That.
What?
What is it?
Red.
Whatever. Some type of insect that.
Small sap sucking insect.
There you go, a sap sucking. That's why it sits. Yeah, exactly. This is a good picture of a knima. Okay? So, and oranges. Yeah, right by Google, you see? Google Batayra. So, anyway, so. I was expecting everyone to only have kosher phones, so. Anyway.
Try something else.
Okay.
That's a fairly
sexy pause. Yeah. So he says you're allowed to remove them on Shabbos. They are considered, like we said, the big insects and the lettuce. They are considered like the big one, not like the small ones for the oranges, and therefore you're allowed to remove them.
What's
the problem with a small one? We said on the lettuce, this is like more burger, exactly. Here and then you can, but still he says it's better to do it with, if you have that, take a knife and take off a bit of the peel of the orange together with it, and... Mm-hmm. So we reached Membeis, Perigimel Membeis.